This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Oakland's very own Sheila E. is revered by many as one of the greatest drummers of all time. She grew up in a musical family, the daughter of legendary Bay Area Latin jazz percussionist Pete Escovedo, and later she made a name for herself as a central member of her close friend Prince's band. Her latest album is called Iconic, A Message for America. It's a highly personal collection of political covers, including songs she listened to growing up in the 60s and 70s. Guest stars include musicians like Ringo Starr and Bootsy Collins, but also political icons like Angela Davis and Dolores Huerta. In this edition of Bay Area Beats, the woman known as the Queen of Percussion talks about making the album and about the childhood memories that inspired it.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing.
I always brag about how the Bay Area is the best place to be born for so many reasons. Being born and raised in the Bay Area has influenced me as an artist, as a musician, as a person.
But for everyone, Lord, we don't need another mountain.
The music that was being played on radio back then, radio stations all over the Bay, was very eclectic. So all genres of music from, you know, Stevie Wonder to Grateful Dead, Santana, to Creedence Clearwater. It just, you know, went back and forth, and you could hear all kinds of music. And that's how I grew up, listening to all kinds of music. So my dad bringing in Latin jazz as a foundation of his music, it's just been amazing. Like, the people we grew up with, watching my dad bring different artists and musicians into the house. There were jam sessions all the time. Sometimes the band would be in the middle of the living room rehearsing. My brothers and I would catch the bus, you know, wherever we would hear about, oh, Sly and the Family Stone's going to rehearse here, or Larry Graham's going to rehearse here, or Santana, or whomever, the Pointer Sisters, or we would just go and we'd sit outside some of the venues or their rehearsal places and sit outside and sit there and listen to music right on the curve, you know, on the sidewalk. We loved music. And then there were friends of ours that were also musicians, so there would be jam sessions at, like, down in Telegraph and Berkeley a lot, over by Berkeley College, and anywhere anyone could get together, we would just get together and play. A year and a half ago, I put a folder together that I entitled it Politically Correct, and I wanted to do a political record a year and a half ago. I wasn't able to do it right then, and I thought if I put a dance record out, which would be cool, that would buy me some time to write that Politically Correct album. Then Prince passed away, and after that, I shut down for a minute. And I went back in the studio and started writing, just writing, not for anything specific. Got some of the band members and we just started recording some music. While we were doing that, as I was mourning Prince, the election started happening. And then I just felt like I need to do something else and stand and talk about things that I want to talk about.
Rockets.
I went back and started listening and choosing songs that I grew up listening to in the 60s and the 70s, especially here in the Bay Area. And I was choosing songs that lyrically were relevant to the times we're in right now, and lyrically it said something, or lyrically it meant something now. It is called Iconic Message for America. And the message is definitely bringing people together through music. We hold these truths to be self-evident. That they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these, I started with the national anthem in a funky way, and Declaration of Independence as well. And I thought through those words, and definitely what you know, the national anthem means, and when I, every time I hear that song, I get emotional.
It starts with us. We are the ones that have to take the action to make peaceful, nonviolent change. Nobody is going to do it for us. We are the only ones that can make the change. It starts with us.
Dolores Huerta has been a family friend for a very long time. My dad plays a lot of music for her and her family for different events that they do, and even personal, you know, birthday parties. And so they're kind of family to us. I called her and left a message. What could I do to have her involved on this record, and would I have her write something, or would I write something and have her recite it? And I sat down with Dolores and talked about things and how music was important to them as they were out in the fields back in the day, and what that meant musically. It was a movement back then, so how did music get you through what we're going through now?
Are you hearing what he's saying? Are you feeling what you're praying?
Are you hearing? Growing up with my parents, my mom and dad always said that we can always give back to the community. And we were born and raised that way. As early as I can remember, you know, doing that our entire lives, I think that's our part of our community and part of our walk and part of our giving back, because we are from the community. And we didn't know a lot about politics, but we had love and we had family. We had God, music, and that got us through. And we've always wanted to continue to share that movement of community and planting that seed in someone else's life.
Are you standing for everything you told? Transcendental meditation, speaks inner preservation, transcendental.